Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel, with clear skies expected in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem will see cooler temperatures tonight. It's a pleasant night to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF marks 1,000 days since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war, with a situation assessment. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF warns Hamas is readying to return to war. The U.S. opposes a new Israeli offensive. Also this hour, Ynet says Hezbollah is rebuilding. A border leader warns that the Lebanon deal is insufficient. Separately, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that after the dramatic announcement in Netanyahu's trial, Knesset faction meetings are underway. And finally, Axios reveals how a shared fear of Iran led to an Israel-Lebanon deal behind the scenes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Doron Kadosh, a military correspondent, posted earlier today that Defense Minister Yisrael Katz highlighted the American interest in linking the Iran and Lebanon conflicts. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, writing just minutes ago, reported that Israeli forces destroyed a major terror tunnel in southern Lebanon. It was over 200 meters long and funded by Iran. Me24, Middle East 24, a regional news account, posted recently that a Greek minister warns of a strategic shift. Hamas is reportedly setting up networks in Europe. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF situation assessment. The Jerusalem Post notes this marks 1,000 days since the conflict with Hamas began. The assessment included a memorial for soldiers who lost their lives. This comes as tensions continue between Israel and Hamas, highlighting the ongoing challenges. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, the IDF warns that Hamas is preparing for renewed conflict, with the U.S. opposing further Israeli military actions. The report suggests Hamas is recruiting fighters and training its elite forces. This raises concerns over peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights concerns over Hezbollah's activities. The head of Margalio Moshav warns that the recent Israel-Lebanon deal may be inadequate. This warning raises questions about the effectiveness of Lebanon's ability to disarm Hezbollah, impacting regional security. In political news, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports on Knesset meetings following developments in Netanyahu's trial. These discussions come amid regional tensions with Lebanon and Iran. This political backdrop could influence future Israeli policies. Finally, Axios provides insight into how fear of Iran influenced the Israel-Lebanon deal. The tense negotiations took 4 days to conclude. This deal reflects the complex regional dynamics and the shared interests of Israel and Lebanon. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that former National Insurance CEO Meir Spiegler accuses the Finance Ministry of taking from national insurance surpluses. This claim raises questions about fiscal management in Israel. Separately, CTEC notes that after selling to Fiverr, founders of a new venture raised $10 million in seed funding. The new company is focused on AI testing, showcasing Israel's growing tech innovation sector. And finally, Globes reports that Israel Railways has opened its eastern line. This development includes 3 new stations and expands transportation options in the region. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 6 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.